This recording, Alabama 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I was born and raised in a small town just outside of Birmingham, called Adamsville. There was about 250 people in the entire town. Little tiny place. Everybody knew everything about everybody, which is probably affects a lot of how I am today. But kind of keeping everything quiet so the neighbors won't find out. But and now I'm a senior theater major at Birmingham Southern, with no clue about what I'm going to do when I get out of here. But I live with my parents and my grandmother. We all live together. And it's been that way for about 10 years now. And it's kind of weird because, you know, you see, like, people out with their families. It's usually the parents and the kids sitting at the table in the restaurant or whatever. And then you look over and see my family, and it's my parents and then me sitting next to my grandmother with her big white hair. And she always orders the same thing at restaurants, a salad and baked potatoes. She grew up in Mississippi, so she doesn't eat a lot of meat, and she only eats things that have been pulled directly from the ground, unless she's cooked it herself. And then she'll open up the can and fix it right. But, yeah, that's one good thing about growing up with a grandmother in the house. The cooking is always wonderful. My mom, unfortunately, has fallen out of practice of cooking, and she's like, oh, well, I guess I'll just get mother to do it, because I can't do anything anymore. But, yeah, and I guess that's where I get most of my accent, which is a lot thicker when I talk about them. And when I talk to them, it's even thicker. But I guess being in the theater, I've tried my best to be able to hide it as much as possible. It still sneaks in there occasionally. My favorite food, oh goodness, there are so many. I guess it would have to be my grandmother's cornbread. She makes the best cornbread in the world, in a skillet, in the oven, so it's all crispy all over. Not these little muffins that you get in the restaurants, uh-uh. Gotta be this big loaf of cornbread cut in little wedges, and it's so soft in the middle and just so crispy and almost burnt on the outside. It's just incredible. Best thing in the world.